Most of Southeast Alaska's humpback whale population is headed south to Hawaii by this time of year. But each year, more than 100 of the animals gather in northern Southeast Seymour Canal before they make their long journey to the breeding grounds. Throughout the fall and early winter, the large group of humpbacks can be found in that narrow body of water, feasting on a massive buildup of krill. The late-season interaction between these huge predators and tiny prey is the focus of ongoing research. KFSK's Matt Lichtenstein reports.
This is the sound of a single male humpback singing in late November in Seymour Canal off Admiralty Island. Scientists typically associate this type of song with mating behavior on the breeding grounds in Hawaii, but this particular animal was one of more than 100 that stayed late in Seymour Canal to feed on krill. Petersburg charter operator and former commercial fisherman Dennis Rogers has observed and helped scientists document this late season behavior for years.
The main attraction there is a gathering of humpback whales that congregate in Seymour Canal prior to their migration to Hawaii. And the numbers are quite astounding. It's a spectacular sight to see 150 to 200 whales in there that we document it every year for the past 5 or 6 years.
In late November, scientists with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's Auk Bay Lab chartered Rogers' vessel, the Alaska Adventurer, for a 10-day research trip to Seymour Canal. According to NOAA biologist John Moran, the study is focused mainly on the whale's prey, a massive buildup of krill or euphausids, tiny shrimp-like zooplankton.
We want to know why are the krill there, why are the whales there, and why are the other birds and animals there feeding on the krill? You know, is it an oceanographic event? Are they is it a super productive area to feed for krill? You know, are the krill being forced in there by these strong southerlies in the fall out of Frederickstown and concentrated there? So those are the questions we're trying to answer.
Moran says during the trip, the scientists counted a total of about 240 humpbacks from Seymour Canal to Juneau. He says they were surprised to see a lot of the whale surface feeding on the krill.
Typically, the krill avoid the light and they stay down in the deep layer during the daylight hours. But on this last trip, the krill were on the surface, lots of birds feeding on krill, and the whales were on the surface. They were doing this behavior, it's called flick feeding, where they kind of slap their tails in the water and create a wall of bubbles and spiral in, similar to their bubble net feeding they do with bubbles, and kind of come up through the center of the krill after they concentrate them and concentrate their prey that way. So it's a really neat behavior to see a lot of activity on the surface.
The whales feed little in Hawaii, so Moran says the krill feed at Seymour is probably one of these humpbacks' last fuel-up stops before they head south. Moran says the researchers are looking at how much energy, caloric value, the krill provides for the animals.
We're trying to figure out how much does the whale need to eat, and is it, you know, is right now the krill, if they're at their peak energy content, maybe that's the best time to eat krill. You get your most bang for your buck if you're a whale feeding on fat krill rather than, you know, waiting to feed in the early spring when they're less energetic.
According to Moran, there has not been a lot of wintertime research on krill, and it ties in with broader issues beyond the conditions in Seymour.
You know, with things like ocean acidification coming up, you know, krill are pretty important species that may be affected by ocean acidification, and it's good to get some baseline data on the krill before changes occur. And with whales, you know, the whale populations and humpback whales are increasing at, you know, 5 to 7% now. So their populations is going through the roof. And, you know, what's going to happen when they max out at their carrying capacity? You know, how what kind of changes are going to happen? So, yeah, everything's kind of happening all at once, and we want to, you know, get a handle on it before things change.
The NOAA scientists have been working in collaboration with independent whale biologist Jan Straley of Sitka. Straley started her career in Seymour Canal 30 years ago, and her research is focused on fall and winter humpbacks. She says it's a key time of year for the animals.
The fall and winter is a time when a lot of these animals, especially humpback whales, are feeding because they don't feed or hardly feed at all on the breeding grounds. So they need all their energy that they need to sustain two oceanic migrations, and their time on the winter breeding grounds needs to happen in Alaska on the colder productive waters or the higher latitudes. So they need to get everything that they are going to be taken with them to sustain themselves through the winter breeding season.
While some humpbacks, like those in Seymour, seem to stay later into the fall and early winter than others, Straley says most do eventually migrate south. She says they can make it to Hawaii within a month. Over her long career, Straley says she's only identified about 10 animals that truly stayed in Alaska for the entire winter. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.